Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
The Lake County Captains won the first two games of their series at home against Lansing, but the Lugnuts have struck back and won each of the last two. First 13-4 in a rout, and then last night they tied things up against the league's winningest pitcher, Trenton Denholm, and then they beat the league's top closer, Magnus Ellerts, on a Brian Guelbas two-run go-ahead double in the ninth, winning the ballgame 6-5. Today, Jake Garland goes to the mound as the Lugnuts look for a third straight win against the East Division's best team. Hello and welcome into Classic Auto Group Park in East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. They're celebrating America here today. The stars are in the left-hand batter's box, then the stripes are in the catcher's box and on the right side. They have handed out James Garfield bobbleheads as folks come in. Adam Jaxa, you are looking patriotic as ever.
We are two American men, but it is a Canadian that will start tonight for the hometown Lake County Captains. Explain it.
Vancouver zone. It's the tugboat, and that's the answer is, if you're the Lake County Captains, you go nautical.
Isn't that a miss, though, on America night? What are we doing here?
What we're doing here is Matt Wilkinson, one of the great strikeout pitchers in all of minor league baseball, is going to get his first look at the Lansing Lugnuts offense that has done so well against his Lake County Captains teammates. Wilkinson on one side. 6'1", 270 is what he's listed at in your program and the roster and everywhere else. I was told by Frank, the chief usher down below, he said, you know, Matt's mom says that he's 5'11", 250. Jake Garland on the other side is 6'5", 260. It's a heavyweight battle.
That's what I talk about, some clear American muscle on the side of the Lansing Lugnuts with Jake Garland. But it's going to be our first time watching this this phenom, Matt Wilkinson. He has been exceptional strikeout pitcher. He's got great command of his fastball, changeup, and the slider. And Jake Garland's had a stellar year as well. So I know we've had some offensive outpouring, really, the last couple of nights. A little bit more high-scoring game last night, 6-5 finish, and then 13-4 on Thursday. But maybe a pitcher's duel in store tonight with these guys and how good they've been so far here in 2024.
About the Lugnuts offense next, because the big story has been their power and their home run hitting. And specifically, Adam, in the sixth inning, which I will offer to you right now, would you like to call the sixth inning?
No, man, I'm not going to take that from you. Come on now.
If you called the sixth and then we didn't hit a home run, I would look at you askance.
It's good luck when you call the sixth inning over the last six games.
Lugnuts have homered in the sixth inning each of the last six games dating back to last Saturday. And the home runs have come from a variety of different characters, right? Johnny Butler's gotten in on things, Will Simpson, Brian Guelbas, Cameron Masterman most recently, crucial swings.
Sixth inning swat, sixth inning strength, I'm sorry, sixth inning slang, step aside here recently, Jesse. You're right, though. Cameron Masterman, you know what? He was taking BP. Both of his home runs have gone out to left center field here in Lake County. He just missed another one in BP, and he came around and said, that's my spot. How did that not get over the wall? Lansing has had great success here over the last stretch of games, obviously hitting home runs, finding their power, and especially here at Lake County, and it's great to see Cameron Masterman contributing in a big way.
Is he in the starting lineup? Well, here's your starting nine. For the Lansing Lugnuts, High A affiliate of the Oakland A's, coming in at 8-11 here in the second half. 40-44 for the year. Leading off, the left fielder, Johnny Butler. Batting second, DHing, it's Danny Bautista Jr. Batting third, the shortstop, A. Ribiel Anales, who has ripped the captains to shreds throughout the season. First baseman, Will Simpson, bats cleanup. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Brian Guelbas, who had the biggest swing of yesterday's game. His two-run go-ahead double in the ninth. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Cameron Masterman. Then hitting seventh, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Batting eighth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Casey Yamauchi. That's Butler, Bautista Jr., Anales, Simpson, Guelbas, Masterman, Mann, Rodriguez, Yamauchi. Adam, who is your spotlight nut?
I'm going to go with Ruby tonight. Jesse had the night off last night, back in there, and he just strengthens this already great offensive nine that Lansing continues to put out there. So let's go with Mr. Ruby, Anales there in the three hole.
Lake County now on the other side. The High A Guardians affiliate is 10-8 at 51-33 for the year. Lake County leads off with Angel Henao, the switch hitting shortstop. Batting second, second baseman Jake Fox. Hitting third, catcher Cooper Engel. Batting fourth, the right fielder Jorge Burgos. Hitting fifth, the first baseman Mike Collado. Batting sixth, DHing, it's Jonah Advincula. That so far is switch hitter lefty, 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 switch hitter lefty. Here are the two right-handed batters for the righty Jake Garland. Third baseman Jose Devers bats seventh. Batting eighth, center fielder Justin Boyd. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the left fielder Guy Lipscomb. He bats left. And now Fox single. Burgos, Collado, Advincula. Devers, Boyd, Lipscomb against Jake Garland and support of the left-handed starter for Lake County, Matt Wilkinson. Who's your spotlight captain?
Yeah, a little bit of an interesting look here tonight. They've changed it up. Jake Fox moves up in the order. He's had a couple home runs this week, including last night. I'm going to go with Guy Lipscomb, though. He had two hits yesterday. They slide him down to the nine hole, kind of that second leadoff hitter. Look out for a good stick there sitting in the ninth spot tonight for the captains.
All right, that Guy Lipscomb. We mentioned the pitching matchup. It's Wilkinson for Lake County. It's Garland for the Lugnuts. With their two victories the last couple of nights, the Lugnuts are now 10-6 this year against Lake County. They clinched the winning record against the East Division's best team.
That's kind of cool, right? Makes you puff out your chest a little bit more. I mean, it shows us that Lansing's got something. They just have not consistently been able to do this against the other teams. I mean, you're coming into this home series, Lake County has won their last 6 here at Classic Auto Group Park, except when Lansing came in here in mid-April. And the Nuts now have an opportunity to potentially beat them again if they could put together 4 straight wins. But you build off this, hopefully you finish this series strong, and maybe things turn in Lansing's direction on the second half of the All-Star break.
The captains are 29-16 here at home.
Decent.
And of those, 6 of those losses have come to the Lansing Lugnuts here in East Lake, Ohio.
There you go. I mean, Lansing has done well here. They've done well against the captains this year. And we'll see if they can, again, finish strong on the weekend.
Your Midwest League standings coming into play today. Lake County is in second place, 10-8. They already punched their postseason ticket, though, in the first half, so we look past them. The division leader in the East is the Dayton Dragons at 12-7. The Dayton Dragons at 12-7 right now. If the season were to end right here, it would be Dayton making the playoffs. We still do have quite a bit of time, though. This for the Lugnuts, just game number 20 here in the second half, 46 more to go. However, Dayton at 12-7, then the West Michigan Whitecaps, who are 10-9, 2 games back. The Great Lakes Loons and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are 8-11. Yesterday, Fort Wayne no-hit Great Lakes, Henry Baez and a couple of relievers. And then the Lugnuts, who are 7-11, so right now, 8-11, so they're right there with those squads. Now, over on the Western side, well, just a check of how things are looking. We talked to Calvin Cristoforo, the voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and he had said to us, hey, watch out for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the second half of the year. They're going to make a run. They are indeed making a run. They've been tremendous here in the second half. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are 13-6, and then Cedar Rapids at 12-7. Wisconsin already clinched the postseason ticket in the first half. Cedar Rapids would be in. The Peoria Chiefs are 11-8. They're a game back of Cedar Rapids. Beloit is 9-10, 3 games out. Quad Cities 8-11, 4 games back. South Bend 5-14, and they're 7 games back of first place. The Lake County Captains are wearing their home white uniforms today with the blue baseball caps. The Lugnuts are back in black. The black jerseys have suited this club well over the course of this series. or the Retro Road Grays to start. And since then, after dropping the second game, they've won each of the last two and are going for a third behind Jake Garland. It is time for us to send things down to the field for our national anthem.
Please welcome Diane Roberts to lead us in the singing of our national anthem.
We are ready for baseball here in East Lake, Ohio. It is Saturday night, and the Nuts trying to win their third straight for the first time in the second half. Lansing coming into this one, winners yesterday and on Thursday. They're 8-11 in the second half, 40-44. This is game number 85. On the other side for the Captains, 10-8, 51-33. Your first half winners in the East Division. They will be in the playoffs come September. See if Lansing can take another step to potentially winning another series against the Captains tonight. With the call on America Night, the American, the Marylander. I don't know if I said that correctly, but here he is, Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
You did, sir. Tugboat Wilkinson, the lefty out of Vancouver, is supported by this Lake County defense. Let's go around the diamond now. In the outfield, Guy Lipscomb in left, Justin Boyd in center. And in right field, Jorge Burgos. Or on the infield, the catchers Cooper Engel, the first baseman Mike Collado, and second Jake Fox, and short Angel Hanel, and at third Jose Devers. Our home plate umpire Brandon Spivak, the base umpire Ian Durkin. Johnny Butler, Danny Bautista Jr., Aribiel Anales. Coming up to home plate. I should make mention that Adam and I and everybody here in the press box is keeping our eye on the news item coming out of Butler, Pennsylvania, with regard to former President Trump. So you can check the news. We are keeping track of all the latest updates as well.
Unreal.
Tugboat Wilkinson finishes his warm-ups. Fired down to second by Cooper Engel. Johnny Butler is coming up to open up the ball game. It is a warm one today. It is a good day to be drinking some water, to have your sunscreen on, and maybe, just maybe, to be watching some baseball. Lefty deals to lefty. At 7:05 p.m., the first pitch comes up and in. Ball one to Johnny B. Good. Butler yesterday went 0-5 with a strikeout after two homers the day before. 1-0. That two runs inside. Two balls and no strikes on two Wilkinson fastballs. I might call him Tugboat more than I call him Matt over the course of this game. He kicks, throws. A ground ball pulled on the right side, backhanded by first baseman Coyado. Rushes to the bag himself in time. One down. And now Danny Bautista Jr. The shadow is stretching out toward the pitcher's mound about three quarters of the way there from home plate. The pitch. Inside corner, strike called. I should also say, from the rooftop, the shadow stretches out over the third baseman, Jose Devers, as well. Everybody else is in the sun. One out, no score. The pitch. Strike two called. At the knees with the off speed. Wilkinson is a strikeout pitcher. And this is going to be an 0-2. Bautista Jr., a contact hitter. He steps up in the batter's box. The pitch. He swings and fouls it away right side.
Yeah, that was unique right there. Right before the pitch, he just scooted right up in the batter's box. Just a little change, and he's able to adjust on 0-2 and make contact.
I remember asking Danny about that last year, and he said he likes to jump up, take the pitcher by surprise, especially if there's an off-speed. Stays back here, and he goes down swinging. Fastball by him. The word that we heard on Matt Wilkinson is that fastball is an invisible. That's the fastball at the top of the strike zone. That's going to be a strike, but it's that vertical plane illusion that we saw earlier this year with West Michigan's Jaden Hamm. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The pitch to A-Rebiel Anales. He bunts it, back to the mound. Wilkinson grabs, turns, throws to first base. In time, side retired. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts did not score, and Lake County is coming up against Jake Garland.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Coming in hot. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Jake Garland wraps up the warm-up pitches. Lansing didn't score, didn't have a man reach in the top half. The Lux defense, C.J. Rodriguez is catching. At first, Will Simpson. At second, Casey Amucci. At short, A-Rebiel Anales. And at third, Luke Mann. In the outfield, Johnny Butler in left, Brian Guelbas in center, and in right, Cam Masterman. Jake Garland throws. Angel Henao bounces down to first. Couple of hops for Simpson. First baseman to his base, out number one. Adam, when I think about Jake Garland, I think about weak contact in the infield like we just saw.
Ground balls, right? That's what he gets. That's his masterpiece. Not a big strikeout guy, but his numbers have been great this year.
No score. The pitch to Jake Fox. Outside ball one. Box drew with his bat to the right of the, maybe I should say just outside the left-hand batter's box. 1-0. Swing and a miss on the good off-speed. Feels weird to say to the right of the left-hand batter's box, but you know what I mean. There's the 1-1. A line drive over second base, hit in the right field. Cameron Masterman gets it in. One out single, Jake Fox. Zero to zero, bottom of the first inning. No-hitter today for Jake Garland and the Lugnuts. Like he threw against Cedar Rapids back in June. Cooper Engel bats left. The pitch. Inside, tried to turn into it to get hit. Simply ball one. Black Sox pulled up to the knees for Big Jake from Jupiter, Florida. He throws. Outside.
Nice. Wait for your pitch, Coop. You got this.
Adam, we're going to hear this fan the whole game, aren't we?
I think so, man.
Fox at first. It's a short lead. 7 steals this year. 8 times he's tried. A 2-0. Outside for ball 3. Cooper Engel comes in hitting .337 through 52 games. Best average in the league. The pitch. He takes a called strike.
That's right. Everyone makes mistakes. You got this.
Engel is in his 3rd year as a member of Lake County. Let me correct that. 2nd year. Time called by Engel. Drafted last year in the 4th round by the Guardians from Clemson. Appeared for the Captains last year, returned to them this year. He's been great. I like the fan called him taking a called strike on 3-0 as a mistake. Garland sets. He throws. Outside corner, strike 2 called. Do you have to give the fan credit? He knows the home plate umpire's name. That was a strike. And here's a pickoff throw, but Fox is back in.
I don't think you need me tonight. And I don't know if I need you when I'm on play-by-play.
We've got our guy.
I just head out, go join him down there, start shouting at the mic?
Well, I think that he might have his say, and then you and I can respond. Like perfect. A debate. Payoff. A tap or foul. Knuckle curve from Garland. Lugnuts did not have a runner reach base in the top of the first against Matt Wilkinson. Here in the bottom half, and now the ground out, Fox a single. Jorge Burgos on deck, the number 3 hitter, Engel batting left, waits. Here's the pitch. 8 shots of beyond Garland, right of second, grabbed by Yamauchi. Feeds Anales at the bag to force out Fox. 2 outs. Engel reaches on the fielder's choice.
I gotta give Casey Yamauchi a ton of credit. He's had some popping balls on potential double plays. They turned 2 a couple of days ago. That one had a run so far to his right, but still able to make the play in time. He is sure-handed over there at second base.
What I love is his range. Here's Jorge Burgos batting left. No score. He takes a ball outside. Adam, that ball leaves the bat. It gets over Jake Garland. And I start looking at where the middle infielders are positioned and thinking, this might sneak through. Garland gets his sign. 2 outs, runner at first. A ball one offering. Swing and a miss by Jorge Burgos. Strike 1. Burgos swung and missed a couple of times yesterday in the bottom of the 9th with runners at first and third down by 1. 3-1 fastball from Grosco. He swung and missed. 3-2 fastball. He swung and missed to end the game. Here's the pitch. He takes the breaking ball down and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. Burgos now 54 strikeouts through 45 games. 8 doubles, 9 homers. The batting average is just .220. Hitters count on 2-1. Here it comes. Down low. Nifty skip in to CJ Rodriguez, who is ready. But ball 3. Runner to first base, Cooper Engel. Does not present too much of a threat. 3-for-4 in steals. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Burgos lifts it out to left off the end of the bat. Backed up Butler, but not all that far. Room to make the catch in front of the track. And that ends the first inning. One hit, one man left, no runs for Lake County. And we go to the second inning from East Lake, scoreless between the Nuts and the Captains.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugs bring up the 4, 5, and 6 batters for the second inning. No score in Lake County. That means Simpson, Dwellabas, and Masterman. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jaxa. Find us on social media at Adam Jaxa, J-A-K-S-A. For me, at Jay Goldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Will Simpson bats right. The pitch. Matt Wilkinson misses outside. Ball one. Lefty Wilkinson, drafted last year in the 10th round from Central Arizona. The windup and the pitch. That grabs the outside corner, a called strike. Adam, you saw that he was taken in the 10th round. You've seen the results and you said, how did he get to the 10th round? People are looking at Simpson the same way. How did he get to the 15th? The pitch. He lines it, center field, down for a base hit. Justin Boyd collects, rifles it in. Will Simpson is on with a leadoff single, the first Lugnuts base runner.
Well, it took them a little bit longer to get their first base hit last night, but no-hitter tonight again. Great swing by Will Simpson. 105, right back up the middle. Take that, Mr. Tugboat.
Love it. Brian Dwellabas now. 1-for-3, 2 walks, and a 2-run double yesterday. The pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Dwellabas with that double yesterday, now 20 doubles this year at 51 RBIs. Upright stance. Here's the pitch. Down low with the off-speed. 1-ball, 1-strike. No score in the top of the second inning. Simpson at first for the Lugnuts. Nobody out. Every single time that Will Simpson reaches, I feel compelled to say, you know, he could run. He just has not run in a while. 3 steals, 3 times caught. Short lead. The 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner, strike 2 called. Good off speed.
Well, there have been some big moments, some big swings from Masterman, some big swings from Butler in this series. But you could argue the guy at the plate right now has been the most clutch and most consistent of them all.
And a tough spot here. 1-2 pitch. From Tugboat Wilkinson on its way. Way outside. All right, make your case. Why Brian Dwellabas?
Well, Jesse, he's had 7 hits so far. He's a guy that has struck out at times a lot in series. He's struck out just a couple of times. When he's gotten on, he stole a couple of bags. And he's also got on the home run parade as well.
He drives this pitch foul off the right side. Hitting 412 in this series.
And oh, by the way, he had... Well, the winner the winning swing last night and a crazy come-from-behind win for the Knucks.
On a slider from Magnus Ellerts, the league's top reliever. By the way, on-base percentage for Brian, 524 in the series. A 2-2 pitch from Wilkinson on its way. Foul straight back. Crowd mic okay?
We're good down there.
Okay.
So what do you think? Did I make a good enough case, or where are you leaning here?
No, I think that's a great case. The nice thing is for Lansing, and this explains how successful they've been in the series, he has good competition. One-on-one out, no score. Break even. Down and in, right at his back foot. The count is full. Here he goes again. Great plate appearance. Second baseman Fox swung around up the middle. Center fielder Boyd, a couple of steps to right center. Corner outfielders are straight up. Shortstop Hanau to his right toward the shortstop hole. Simpson at first. Does he run? 3-2, he doesn't. And Robas goes down swinging. Fastball from Wilkinson by him, top of the zone. First out, top of the second. Second strikeout for Wilkinson. Here's Cameron Masterman. The pitch, down and away with the off speed. Lugnuts nothing, Captains nothing. Lake County in the bottom of the first inning. It was a Jake Fox single erased on a fielder's choice, and then Cooper Ingles stranded by Jake Garland. Lead off single here this frame by Simpson. A ball one pitch. Masterman swings and misses. Ball and a strike. Cam doesn't have as many hits as Brian Buelbas, but he's putting together a nice series too. A couple of homers. He's knocked in six. Had a four-hit game 2 days ago. The pitch. Takes the breaking ball low. Two balls, one strike.
I appreciate these series are so long that they could be a whole series within a series. I mean, he had six strikeouts through the first few games, but he's making contact, and he is crushing baseballs the last couple of days.
I mean, he was 0-for. I remember looking back the first day, the second day, going, uh-oh. Here comes the pitch to him. Swing and a miss, strike two. That's the pitch there from Wilkinson. That fastball at 89 miles an hour at the letters. It's a strike. And nobody in minor league baseball has been able to make contact against it yet. That's Joey Murray's invisible. High spin rate fastball with that vertical carry illusion. Is he going to throw it again? 2-2 pitch from Tugboat. On its way. Check swing. Fastball up. He went. Strike three. The appeal to the base umpire, Durkin, and Durkin punched the air. Wilkinson has three strikeouts. Have back-to-back here in the second.
Now Cam didn't like that call. He was having a word out with Ian Durkin, and then he turned around and had a word with Brandon Spivak. It is Durkin's call, so that's unfortunate for Cam, but that's the way it goes.
I think he would have been more upset if the home plate umpire Spivak had called him out.
Mm-hmm.
Two outs, Simpson still at first, no score. Luke Mann batting left. The pitch. Outside corner, strike one called. So Tugboat Wilkinson, coming into play today, had whipped 116 batters, 71 and two-thirds innings. And now you can make it 119. I mean, he's all right. Breaking ball misses outside. That's in 73 and a third, 119 strikeouts, and 46 hits allowed. In Lynchburg, a 1.12 ERA, 22 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned, and 40 and a third innings. He deserved the promotion. Comes set. He kicks. He throws. Man swings and misses strike two. Quick, off the top of your head, can you name anybody else that you've seen out of Central Arizona JUCO?
No.
Brett Harris actually came from there.
Oh, okay.
Before transferring to Gonzaga. Now in the major leagues with the A's. Two outs, runner at first, no score. Lefty to lefty. 1-2 pitch, Luke Mann. Simpson runs. Up and in. Throw down to second base. Simpson's got the steal. Speed first as the throw arrived late to shortstop Hanau. Stolen base number four. See, I told you Will was a threat to run.
Well, the slide wasn't very glamorous. There was a lot of dirt up there on the bag, and it kind of stopped him from continuing his slide, but he got there.
What What are you, the style judge on slides? Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Inside corner. Strike three called. Well, Will Simpson tried to do his part with a leadoff single and a two-out steal. But Wilkinson whipped Wellebos, Masterman, and Mann in order. And we're going to the bottom of the second inning, scoreless between the Lugnuts and the Captains.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Coigato, Joan Advincula, Jose Devers, the 5-6-7 batters for Lake County. For the last of the second inning against Jake Garland, Coigato takes a ball outside. No score from Lake County. Right-hander Garland, so the switch hitter Coigato bats left. Here's the 1-0. A chopper pulled on the right side, grabbed by Will Simpson with a snatch, and then the feed to Garland to the bag, out number one. And the first inning on one pitch, Hanau grounded out to Simpson. Here on the second pitch of the second, Coyado grounds out to Simpson. It's going to make for an eventful nine-pitch at-bat in the bottom of the ninth. But Will Simpson, you stay ready. Jonah Advincula now, the left-handed hitting DH. No score. The pitch, Garland misses inside. Ball one. Advincula, the eighth rounder last year from Washington State. The deal. Ground ball on the right side. Yamauchi to his left gets there. And then over to first, gently, for out number two. Four pitches, two batters, two groundouts. Bring up Jose Devers. There was a single in the first inning, but stranded by Garland. Now looking for a perfect second in a scoreless game. Righty to righty. The pitch. Whacked foul down the right side. And the very last row of seats and then bouncing forward. There's a family up there. Everybody careful. Garland loves to push the pace. It's the Lake County third baseman. Devers takes a called strike two. Fastball. Can he put him away here? Let's see. Glove holds Garland's face as he gets his sign from C.J. Rodriguez. Rocks. Deals. And that misses. I don't know. What do you want to say? You want to call that high?
No, that's strike three, Jesse.
It's clearly not. Otherwise, we would go to the third inning. So you're going to have to try again.
That's a great pitch right there.
Let's call it high. Here's the 1-2. At a bouncer foul left side.
Good contact! Good contact!
And now Jake Garland's pitch count is going up. I'm forgiving of umpires. High A level. Brenton Spivak ducks down. Garland deals. And Devers chops another one foul wide of third.
Well, nobody's perfect. But it was a strike. Missed it. It's all right.
Hey, works in progress.
That's right. It happens.
And then after the game, you study your tape. You come back and you try to do better tomorrow. Because, you know, your best is the best that you can do. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Garland to Devers, a 1-2. Line deep down the right side, but foul. Jose Devers coming in, hitting 240 through a team-leading 70 games. Right from the very start of the season, they knew that they would lean on him. Only 21. Garland delivers. Devers bounces foul left side.
You know, nobody's perfect, Jesse. Even in perfect games, they do throw balls, and they don't get all strikeouts.
Was it Stan Kowalewski, something like he had thrown 80 pitches in the zone? There's a great baseball record for the most straight pitches thrown strikes. The 1-2. Bouncer, foul right side. Well, these are all strikes, and these are all fouls. Garland to the plate. A line drive right at shortstop on a lace. And after all of that, Jake Garland and the Lugnuts enjoy a 1-2-3 frame. Very lovely. By the way, back in August of 2022, George Kirby, 24 consecutive strikes to open up the game. How about that? We're going good ourselves because Adam Jackson is coming right up with the call. No score going to the third from Lake County.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there from East Lake, Ohio on a gorgeous Saturday, July 13th, 2024. No score here as Matt Tugboat Wilkinson back out there, lefty, throws home. That's shot foul from CJ Rodriguez. Up and out of play, strike one. 8-9-1, followed by Casey Yamauchi and Johnny Butler here for the Nuts in the Road Blacks against the all-whites of the Captains on America Night here at Classic Auto Group Park. The pitch, kick back. Up out of play. Good crowd again tonight, and a lot of red, white, and blue out. We talked, Jesse did, about the stars in the right batter's box and then the stripes in the left batter's box. Those are starting to fade with the batters. The pitch. That is up in the zone, and it's called a ball. So there you go. Looks like the weak spot for Brandon Spivak. Maybe at the top of the zone. That was a good pitch. Rodriguez lucky to be still up there right now. Four strikeouts in total for Wilkinson. Kicks and throws home. Kick back off the net. Makes a ball and two strikes. Rodriguez after the night off yesterday. 4-for-9 in this series. Scored a run. Knocked in three. Walk and four strikeouts. Him and Cole Kahn, the two catchers, have been rotating each night. Time called by C.J. Rodriguez. Looks like he's got something bugging him in the eye there. But it's been a good system, these two. One night, one the other night. Keep them fresh behind the plate. The pitch home. Up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Lugnuts won yesterday 6-5. They trailed 4-0 after four. And then they tied it with a run in the fifth and then three runs in the sixth. Lake County then grabbed the lead again 5-4 in the eighth. Pitch home. Inside corner with the fastball. Called strike three. Four straight punch outs for Wilkinson. One down in the third. And after Lake County took that lead, Lansing grabbed the two-run double for Brian Puelbas in the ninth and their last at-bat to grab their first lead of the game. And they ended up getting a save from Luis Carrasco. His first tying run was left at third. Pitch home. It's outside. Ball one to Casey Yamauchi, who bats for the first time, the nine-hitter. As Wilkinson makes his way through the order for the first time against the Nuts. No score, top three. Pitch home. Little bit low, two balls, no strikes. Only the second time Wilkinson has gotten behind 2-0. Johnny Butler was behind. He was behind 2-0, and Butler then grounded out. The pitch, line drive, one hop, and a snag by Devers to his right. Backs up, gets up, throws to first. It's in time. A hot quarter snatch right there from Devers, and a highlight play for the second out. Beautifully done. I was tagged at 92 off the bat from Yamauchi. Not quite hot enough because a quick club there from Devers. All right, here comes Johnny Butler from the left side. Pitch home. That's at the bottom of the zone. The slider catches, strike one. It's a fastball slider changeup mix for Wilkinson. Nothing blows you away except just great command with all three pitches. 0-1. Fastball zooms in there. Strike two. Bases clear. Two outs. Top three. One hit apiece for each team. No runs yet. The big fella, Wilkinson. Man out of Canada in Vancouver. Set, kicks, throws. Swinging a bouncing ball. It tips off of Wilkinson's glove. Goes to the shortstop. Now throws to first. The stretch. Boyato ending in the splits, but it is just late. Butler beats it out. Infield single for Johnny Butler after the deflection, and Hanau still nearly made the play. Boyato undersized over there at first base, but he is so flexible. We've talked about that the last couple of nights. Some of the plays he is able to make over there at first. So Butler's aboard, sixth hit of the series. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. Right-hander struck out in his first at-bat. Takes the fastball. Inner third, strike one. Wilkinson, just 21 years old, out of Central Arizona College. Initially committed to Washington. Elected to go JUCO. The pitch. This is lifted deep right field. Burgos coming over towards the line, and it bounces foul just in front of the Lake County bullpen. 0-2. 6'1", 270-pound lefty, Matt Tugboat Wilkinson. He's been called that since he was 7 years old. Called that because one of his friends said that's what the chubby youngster looked like running the bases. And Wilkinson said, I love it. And the name has stuck ever since. About tugboats in the majors. Thurman Munson, he was pretty good. Also nicknamed Tugboat. Squatty and Walrus as well. 0-2 pitch here for Wilkinson. On the ground over towards second. Fox moving to his left, gobbles it up on the fringe, slides, throws to first. In time, Bautista Jr. is down, and so are the Nuts. A strikeout and two ground outs mixed in between an infield single from Butler. We're through two and a half, no score between Lansing and Lake County here from East Lake, Ohio.
Car wash, blue balls, car wash. Next game, cast the base bar, we are.
Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, no score as we come back for the bottom of the third inning. Thanks so much for stopping in on a Saturday night for baseball. Appreciate it. Lugnuts looking to win their third game in a row after dropping the first two in this series. Jake Garland back out there. First pitch home. Justin Boyd swats it down the line foul as it bounces towards the bullpen, rolling all the way down where the Lugnuts sit in those seats right against the outfield wall in foul territory. So no extra play needed on that baseball. They'll just gather it up. Pitch home. Boyd swings and misses. Fastball in on the hand. Strike two. Justin Boyd 0 for 4 in this series. Couple of strikeouts. Guy Lipscomb is the man that bats after him. And then back to the top of the card for Angel Hanau. Garland, the big fella. Talked about it. Two big guys down the hill. Pitch home. Down low, slide action misses. Wilkinson is 270. Garland, he's 260. So some big boys out there on the mound tonight. Love in front of the face. Now comes down, throws home. Breaking ball is fouled off at the plate. Boyd stays alive. And remains one ball and two strikes. 23-year-old Justin Boyd out of Parker, Colorado. An Oregon State Beaver against the Miami Hurricane. The Pac-12 no more. It is now the Power Four. The pitch, swing and a foul tip held on to by Rodriguez. He got him with the breaking ball. First strikeout tonight for Garland. So it's now Gal Lipscomb coming to the plate. Bottom three, no score here in Eastlake, Ohio. Only one hit apiece allowed by these two pitchers. Throw home. Fastball in there. Strike one to the lefty. You look at the ERAs and it makes sense. This looks like a great pitching matchup on paper. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup. 0-2. Garland has completely changed around his numbers. He was sitting with an ERA just under 6.5 last year through 18 games with the Nuts. And now he's slashed that in half. The ERA sits at 3. He's been effective with these ground balls. 0-2. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. You get that because of all the pitches he throws low. The fastball, sinker, cutter, knuckle curve, slider, splitter. Keep that thing low and you can keep him in the yard for the most part. He's ahead 1-2 on the lefty. Pitch home. Breaking ball outside. It floated up there for a while. Garland this year has allowed just 6 home runs. Pitch home. Lifted out shallow at third base. Didn't quite get to the outfield, and man, just a step in fair territory as he ran to his left, makes the catch. 2 down. So now it's Angel Hanau that steps in as we go back to the top of the card. Hanau with those bright gold sneaks on. Gold batting gloves, the pitch. Lefty takes the breaking ball in there, strike one. Off-speed stuff working well. No score, bottom three between the Nuts and the Captains. Space is clear, 2 outs. 1-1. Breaking ball again as he pitches him backwards, 0-2. Time called by Hanau. Well, can describe Angel Hanau as matchy-matchy because he's got the matching shoes, ankle guard, and batting gloves, all that bright gold captain color. Blending well with the home white unis and the high blue socks pulled up. Garland looking for a second punch out. The pitch home. inside. Hanau dances out of the way. Now, Lugnuts, classic looks for them. They're patterned well. Silver caps with the black brims, black tops, silver pants, or gray, and black socks. Good-looking unis tonight for both sides. On a hot one, mid-80s night here on this Saturday evening. The pitch home. Checked it. Did he offer? They appeal. Ian Durkin says no. I think that was the correct call. 2-2. Garland's 2-2 pitch. Way inside. So he's gone breaking ball, and then missed three times with the fastball in. Does that mean he's setting him up with the breaking ball out? The pitch. He goes fastball out, and he misses. So two breaking balls to start him, and then four straight out of the zone. Three inside, one outside. It's the first base runner for the Captains tonight since that first inning and the first walk tonight. Feels like that first inning was a while ago because we're moving so quick already here in the bottom of the third. Just about 40 minutes in tonight. Okay, here's Jake Fox. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner. Strike one. No score here. Bottom three. Fox, as we mentioned, left the box last night. His second home run. A two-run shot helping put the Captains up 4-0 for Lansing Storm back in 1-6-5. Another lefty here. 0-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner with the fastball, strike two. There are just two righties in the order tonight for the Captains, Devers and Boyd, the 7 and 8 hitters. The rest are lefties or switch hitters. Five lefties, two switch hitters, and two righties. 0-2. Breaking ball is whacked over. A couple of hops to Simpson to his right at first base. Calls off Garland, goes over to the bag, tags it. And then pats Garland on the back, says, nice job. We are through three innings. The walk is stranded. We will walk our way to the fourth. No score in East Lake, Ohio.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Pitcher's duel so far, as expected, between Wilkinson and Garland. No score after a third of the way home as we head to the fourth. It's a gorgeous night for baseball, sitting 83 degrees at first pitch. I don't think we have had a cloud here in Lake County in 3 days. All light blue skies above us again tonight. Mild wind at about 5 or 6 miles an hour. And humidity is, well, it's relatively okay for mid-July. About 55-56%. Wilkinson back out there, the lefty, to face Aribil Angeles, the number three hitter. First pitch home. The right-hander takes it at the bottom of the zone. Strike one. But off speed right there. Wilkinson just paints those corners and tops and bottoms of the zone. 0-1 pitch. That one just misses outside. One ball, one strike. Angeles 5-for-13 in this series with a run scored. Couple of doubles. Just one strikeout for the righty. The pitch home. Whacked out to right field. And that's out of play. If you're looking for Lansing to score runs, Well, I would suggest go take some time and maybe check back in the fifth or the sixth. 1-2 pitch. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Since I joined Jesse on, what was that, Thursday? I mean, all of the runs, we had a 13-4 Lugnut win on Thursday and 6-5 yesterday. They've all come in Jesse's half inning, so you really don't have to pay attention when Lansing's on the offensive side in these innings. 2-2. This is popped up shallow left field. Shortstop Hanau is out there in the sun. Two hands up, makes the catch. One down. But when it comes to the sixth inning, well, normally we would tell you, come for the sixth inning slang, but it's now come for the sixth inning swats, the sixth inning strength, the sixth inning slams. Lansing has had home runs in the sixth inning in 6 straight games. The pitch home. Will Simpson takes it outside. Ball one. No score in this game. Top four. One out. Bases clear. Cameron Masterman had the game-tying home run yesterday in the sixth inning. A lefty Wilkinson kicks and throws. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. So Lansing has now homered in the sixth inning in 6 straight games, dating back to July 5th, and they've scored 18 runs in the sixth inning in that span. Baseball, man. 2-0 pitch. That's in there, strike one. Here's what I was concerned about yesterday, was it was Halloween in July night, and you know, 3 sixes in a row, that's just, that's not good mojo. 2-1, checked it, did he go? No, he didn't, laid off of it, 3 balls and a strike. You don't want to be spooked on Halloween night in July. So, good news, I guess, there were only 2 sixes. But oh wait, 3-1 pitch. That's inside, ball four. So Will Simpson is the first man to walk. Tugboat, he doesn't walk many batters, but he walks Simpson, so one on, one out. So a sixth inning home run for a 6th straight day. That's 2 sixes. And Jesse, what was that final score last night?
Oh, that was 6-5.
3 sixes last night, yet here we are. We made it back today. Everybody, it's going to be okay. Here's Brian Buelbas from the right side. No score, top four. The pitch, that's inside, ball one. Buelbas struck out a string of 4 straight, set down. Buelbas, Masterman, Mann, and Rodriguez. Those are the last decay here, back in the second and to open the third. 5 strikeouts in total for Wilkinson. 1-0 pitch. Buelbas swings through it, strike one.
There was a time earlier this year that the Lugnuts' best inning was not the sixth. It was the third inning. Remember, they were scoring all their runs in the third, and this year, to this point, highest total runs for the Lugnuts have been in either the third or the sixth. They're tied.
Well, this totally checks out. We know what's coming next. 1-1. This is a line drive out to right field, down for a base hit. Simpson around second, heading to third. The throw comes in from Burgos, and now up to second goes Bobas. The ball got thrown away, and Fox has it tick off his glove into right. Simpson comes in to score. Over to third goes Buelbas. A massive break and then a huge mistake, but it favors Lansing, and they're on the board. Buelbas was out at second base. He was slowing in 3 steps before the bag because Fox had him out, and the ball ticked off Fox's glove. He must not have looked it in, and because of that, it's an error that allows a run to score. Buelbas to be safe, and Buelbas, instead of being out, is now at third base and still only 1 out. Here's Cameron Masterman, the pitch home. That's in there, inside corner, strike one.
Adam, Jake Fox, who has played outfield throughout this year, they moved him back to second base today, took his eye off the ball. He was looking over at Buelbas and not looking that ball in.
Pitch home, swing and a miss, strike two. And that's the thing. I mean, that hit him right in the glove at second base. All he had to do was tag Buelbas, but I think you're right. He was looking at Buelbas before he caught the baseball. And it ends up going past him into shallow center right field. And Lansing is on the board because of the mistake. And now a runner at third, still only 1 out. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Masterman is down. 6th strikeout for Wilkinson.
at such a big strikeout, too. Runner at third, less than two outs. Sack fly to make it a 2-0 lead. Now you put the pressure on Luke Mann.
The only thing for the Lugnuts you don't want right there is a strikeout. I'm hoping just to find a way to put it in play, but not the case. Top four, 1-0 Nuts, looking for more. Mann steps in from the left side. The pitch, he takes it outside, ball one.
This is such a great pitcher to steal home on. Tugboat has his back to Buelbas. He has a very slow leg kick. Ryan could make a mad dash for the plate.
What about on the comeback throw from the catcher, Engel?
Yeah.
The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Buelbas gets back to third. That one in the dirt there on the slider. One ball, one strike.
I was talking to Clayton Bell down below, and Clayton was marveling at Tugboat basically is doing all of this with two pitches. Fastball, slider. That his changeup is not a threat.
I was about to say, we have not seen much of that changeup at all. Three-pitch guy, but the fastball slider is what he's working off of. 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's the slider again. He just locates well. Coming into tonight, 45 strikeouts, just 11 walks. He's now walked one and struck out six more through 3 2/3. Runner at third, two outs. And a 1-2 pitch to Luke Mann. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Got him. 7 strikeouts for Wilkinson. It's an unearned run, but Lansing is on the board. We're going to head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time coming up. 1-0. Good guys.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, to the bottom of the fourth we go. Lansing strikes first. They're up 1-0, looking for a third straight win in this series after dropping the first two. Jake Garland against Cooper Engel. First pitch, just a little bit wide. Ball, as Brandon Spivak says. He's behind the home plate tonight. Ian Durkin in the bases. The pitch, that's a strike. Engel 4-for-14 in this series. Home run, couple of runs scored. Pitch home. Down low, two balls and a strike. Jake Garland, he likes to move quick. Kind of likes to move like a hurricane. The pitch, that's up high and outside, 3-1.
Does he like to rock?
Well, I think he would rock you like a hurricane. Show off some dance moves for you, probably. He kicks, rocks, and throws. And that was... Okay. Well, that's another one at the top of the zone. That is not called a strike. It's ball four.
Adam, hang with me on this one. You know how Tugboat Wilkinson's cheap strikeout pitch is a fastball in the letters? If I'm the Lugnuts, I take it. Because that pitch is not getting called a strike, so why swing?
Yeah. It's been missed for Wilkinson a couple of times, too. Here's Jorge Burgos. First pitch is inside, ball one. It's just not being given by Brandon Spivak tonight, so you got to adjust in-game. We are 3.5 innings deep. 1-0 Lansing leads. Runner at first, nobody out. The pitch home. Burgos smacks it out to center field, hanging up, and Puelbas comes in, makes the catch. He runs Engel back to the bag. One down. All right, so trivia here tonight. The Major League Draft starts tomorrow night. We are excited for that. The A's have the 4th pick, and then they also have the 40th pick, and then the draft will go in through Monday, Tuesday. All-Star game coming up next week in the All-Star break. So excited to see who the A's pick. Mike Coyotto steps in, half-hearted swing and a miss. Strike one. So the question tonight, as the A's draft in the 4th spot tomorrow, that is their highest pick since what year? What year was the last time they drafted that high? The pitch, breaking ball in there, inside corner, strike two. Send in your responses to Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugNuts.com. That is our broadcast booth email. We will answer it for you in the bottom of the 7th. 0-2 pitch to the lefty. Swing, that's fouled back off C.J. Rodriguez as he shakes the mitt off. That came in there hot.
It's all right. You got it.
Remember Jacob Wilson last year? He was taken 6th overall. They've gone with this new kind of, well, very similar to the NBA, the lottery system. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive, jumping grab! Simpson snatches it, and he turns around casually and tags the pillow. Athleticism at its best from the big fella. Where there's a will, there's a way, and that is a Will Simpson double play. We will head to the 5th. 1-0 Lugnuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler rejoins you after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are up 1-0, and they send up C.J. Rodriguez, Casey Amauchi, and Johnny Butler against the left-hander Matt Wilkinson. Top of the 5th inning has arrived here at Classic Auto Group Park. Right now for Wilkinson, 64 pitches, 42 strikes, 7 strikeouts through 4 innings, a 3-hit, 1-walk, 1-unearned run baseball. He deals to C.J. Rodriguez, who struck out looking his first time. And he takes the ball high. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The way that the bottom of the 4th inning ended was scintillating. Here's the pitch. That stays outside. Off speed for ball 2. Lake County had a runner at first. One man out. Mike Coyotto at the plate. And he ripped a wicked line drive. That was nabbed. The deal. Popped up. Shallow right center. Justin Boyd comes in from center field, makes the catch, and Rodriguez the first out. Will Simpson got up, and then he turned it into an unassisted double play. Here's Casey Amauchi, who knows a thing or two about playing stellar defense. Casey's 0-for-1 with a ground out to third. Hit it hard. First offering here. He takes the slow breaking ball across the outside corner. Out of called strike one. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Lugnuts leading in the fifth. Wilkinson throws. Missed outside with the off speed. Left-handed pitcher, Wilkinson at 6'1", 270. And Casey at 5'9", 155. Here's the pitch. Smack to the right side. Base hit in the right field. Fielded by Burgos. Lobs it in. It's a one-out single for Yamauchi because Adam Jaksa, whenever Casey plays, what does he do?
Death taxes Yamauchi base hits.
Casey Yamauchi gets base hits every time. I mean, the man on the mat is just about twice his weight. Doesn't matter. Here's Johnny Butler, lefty versus lefty, 1-0 Nuts in the fifth. One out. On the pitch. A ground ball ripped down to first, right under Collado's glove. That gets into right field. Yamauchi speeds around for third. Burgos plays it into Fox at second, and the Lugnuts have runners at the corners. It was a hard-hit ground ball by Johnny Butler, but still, I think that there's the expectation that Mike Collado has to get his glove down, and it went right underneath the leather.
Well, how much have we talked about Collado and how flexible and athletic he is and the range that he has over there at first base? So would you show us that stuff, then yeah, that's a ball that, you know, even though it is 90 off the bat, he's got to get the glove down there, I think, make that play.
It's his sixth error of the year. The Lugnuts are in great position to add to this 1-0 lead. First and third, one out for Danny Bautista Jr. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball one. Danny is 0 for 2 with a swinging strikeout. Out of ground, out to second. Lake County is looking for the double play ball. Wilkinson has not coaxed one all year. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out to right field. Burgos turns around. He races back to the wall. And now he comes in off the track to make the catch. Yamauchi tags. He comes in to score. Back to first base. Butler on the Bautista Jr. sack fly. And it's a 2-0 Lugnuts lead.
Well, there you go. Back-to-back innings with Lake County errors. Back-to-back innings where Lansing capitalized and scores on those errors.
Here's Aribiel Angeles. Wilkinson coming in and only allowed 13 runs with Lake County. 3 unearned runs. Well, that's changing. The pitch to Aribiel Angeles. Foul back into the screen. See, they're saving the homer for the sixth inning.
Absolutely.
Small ball. A walk, a single, an error in the fourth, netting a run. Here on the fifth inning, a single, an error, sack fly. Wilkinson's 0-1 to Anales. Looks over at Butler, then deals. And he missed outside. Boy, his changeup really has been ineffective. Aribiel is 0 for 2. He bunted out to the pitcher's mound his first time up. Then he popped out to shortstop in the fourth. Number 3 hitter in the order. He chops this one weakly right of the mound. Second baseman Fox grabs. Over to first. Side retired. The Lugnuts add another, though. Casey Amucci is single to third on the error by Collado and home on the Bautista Jr. sack fly. One runner left on. Halfway to the house. Lugnuts up 2-0 in Lake County.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we enter the bottom of the fifth inning, the Lugnuts lead has grown to 2-0. 6-7-8 for Lake County, and Agricola, Devers, and Boyd. Challenging the right-hander from Jupiter, Jake Garland. Deals to Jonah Agricola, and he takes the knuckle curve low. Ball one. Agricola DHing today, 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. The pitch, that's high. All right, downstairs, upstairs. Where does Garland go here? Through four innings, Jake has walked two and allowed one single. Deals. Outside corner, strike call. Boy, Adam, if that pitch had been outside, I know where the fourth pitch was going to be. Two balls and a strike on Advincula. The wind on the pitch. A ground ball, Rick foul right side, and hopping past the first base coach. Now the count has gone from 2-0 to two balls and two strikes in the 2023 eighth rounder. A Washington State Cougar. Advincula. Two-tone bat in hand. Pitch on its way. He takes a called strike three on the outside corner. Jake Garland's second strikeout. One up and one down.
Out to bat, the third baseman, number 27, Jose Devers.
All right, let's listen for the Jose, Jose, Jose. Jose Devers is 0-for-1 with a line out to short. Righty to righty. Outside ball one. Where's the Jose, Jose, Jose chance?
No way, Jose.
No way at all. Garland throws. That's outside. Well said, sir. Jose, can you see? Devers starting at third today. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Lugs and the fifth. Here's the pitch. A little lofter, shallow right. Second baseman Yamauchi out. He intercepts it before it can get down. Two away. The speed of Casey Yamauchi.
Kind of looked like that was a punt, and he was going over to his left to track it and just make sure that he could catch it in the air. Loaded up there, but yeah, he has got great range, as you mentioned earlier. He's been going right and left, making all sorts of plays.
That's something that I appreciate about him, because there's players who their quickness shows up offensively. The pitch to Justin Boyd, inside corners, called strike. The quickness doesn't show up defensively. And with Casey, he's just all over the place. Garland looks for a perfect frame. The pitch to Boyd. Swing and a miss. Badly fooled. No balls and two strikes. And the right-handed hitting center fielder. Lugnuts up 2-0. Here it comes. Called strike three. He knew it. He would have called himself out. Boyd is struck out for a second time. And Garland rips through a perfect fifth inning. Let's go to the sixth. Will there be any homers? The Lugnuts have homered in the sixth inning, six straight games. They're leading 2-0.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We'll be right back. The tugboat has been docked. Matt Wilkinson's day is done. 5 innings, 2 unearned runs. He walks 1 batter. He allows 4 hits. He strikes out 7. He's in line to lose this game. Runs for the Lugnuts in the 4th inning on an error by second baseman Fox, and in the 5th inning on an error by first baseman Coyado. Have the Lugs up 2-0 in Lake County. The man is the lefty Steve Hadger. Deals to Simpson, Guelbas, and Masterman, 4-5-6. He deals. And Will Simpson lifts the first pitch foul over the right side and out of play. And let us get this out of the way right from the top. Since last Saturday, the Lugnuts have homered in the 6th inning in 6 straight games. The pitch to Simpson. Down and in. Will leads the ball club with 10 home runs. Leads the active roster. The promoted Henry Bolte at 11. Brian Guelbas, Cameron Masterman, then Luke Mann, if anybody were to reach. Adam, good candidates for a homer. Hadger, the former Michigan Wolverine, deals. Up and away. Ball 2. Now, Steve Hadger's biggest problem this year has been the walks. 25 walks in 25 and a third innings for the former Minnesota Twins second rounder. He offers outside, and he's behind Simpson now, 3 balls and a strike. He did pitch earlier in the series in a Lake County victory in the first game. The second game, they won 5-2. He pitched a scoreless inning. The pitch, outside corner, strike 2 called. And that outing, though, he walked the first batter that he faced, Zahid Valenzuela. And then he fell behind the second batter, Jose Escorche, before a line out, a ground out, a pop out ended things. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Will Simpson, who walked his last time up, his team leading 54th walk of the year. You'd figure this pitch needs to be close for him to swing. Nobody on, nobody out, 2-0 nuts. The payoff. He pushes it on the ground right side, grabbed by Mike Coyado. Here's the race to first base, and Coyado the head first dive, tagging the bag with his hand as he went belly flopping in. One gone.
You're right, it was close on the swing at least. It was just a touch outside, but Simpson just pushed it, and he's checking with the home player umpire right now, Brandon Spivak, saying, was that going to be strike 3 or ball 4? And Spivak says that's going to be ball 4.
Well, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Here's Brian Guelbas, ball 1 high. Your 6th inning slang today is Spanish. Are you ready? Have you ever heard of palacalle before? Palacalle is today's 6th inning slang. The pitch, low. 2 balls, no strikes, and Guelbas, who was struck out and singled. Fouled away off the right side. Let's hope the fans stay more judicious. How's that fan doing right now, Adam?
He's doing all right. Smiling. Grover over there, the on-field MC, checking in on him.
Stephen Hadger, the native of Massachusetts, readies, delivers outside. And ball 1 to Masterman. It was uncomfortable plate appearances for Masterman against the starter Wilkinson. Twice he struck out. 2 of the 7 strikeouts for the tugboat. 1-2 pitcher's pitch. Bouncing in then all the way to the backstop. The old 58-footer. Yikes. You know, at cricket, that's probably a really nice pitch.
Sure. I don't know my cricket, Jesse.
2-2. Skied, right side. First baseman Coyado in a foul ground. Approaches the top with room to make the catch. And the Lugnuts are retired.
No home run? What is this? I'm leaving.
Sorry, man. Try to help you out in the bottom of the 7th. We're going to the bottom of the 6th. Adam's coming back for the 7th. Maybe we'll see more power there. As it is, it's a pitcher's duel. 2-0 nuts.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jake Garland works into the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnuts 2, Captains nothing. Lansing looking for a third consecutive win over the best team in the East Division all year. Right now, Garland at 70 pitches, 44 strikes. Action in the bullpen behind him. He'll take on 9-1-2. Got Lipscomb, followed by Hanau and Fox. On the first pitch, knuckle curve a little low. Ball one to the left-handed hitting Lipscomb. Popped out to third his first time. Here's the pitch. Fouled off at home. Strike one. Garland throughout this year has been used in a pitching tandem, which has, by its very nature, limited the innings that he would throw in a start to five. He offers a rip to right field, hanging up and caught by Cameron Masterman out by his ankles. He was bending over the waist. And he read it well the whole way. There's an efficient out number one. So Garland's longest outing of this year, five innings. He's done it four times. Deals to Angel Hanau. Had a called strike one on the outside corner. Last year, Garland amazed when he joined the Stockton Ports. And then in his very first outing for the Lugnuts. And now it takes a called strike. It was on May 18th. 2023, and he debuted against these Lake County Captains with seven innings of 10 strikeout ball. A gem out of the gates. An 0-2 pitch to Hanau. Fouled off. Lugnuts up 2-0. Lake County only has one base hit throughout. Five in the third innings against Garland. Love in front of the face. The step back, the leg kick, the pitch, and now takes it high. Garland also last year had one outing of six innings for the Nuts and two six-inning outings for Stockton. Fires the 1-2. Knocked it out to center field. It's diving down, and it... Let's see. Brian Wellbos, the center fielder, coming in. He caught it, says the home plate umpire Spivak. Nobody was making the call. Lake County is sure that ball was trapped on a hop. The base umpire Durkin was looking at the runner. Spivak realized it was up to him. Spivak threw up the right fist. Now Durkin is going to have a word with Mark Mumper. Lake County is sure that that should be a base hit. Brelbos in center coming in on the sinking liner. And now the two umpires will talk about it.
I think this one's going to be overturned here pretty quick.
I was waiting, Adam, to call it a base hit. But I was watching the umpires. They didn't say a word. They're going to talk to Craig Conklin, so that makes me think that they are going to call it a hit. I wonder if in this situation, we had the right umpire looking at the right play. If that's Durkin's ball to look at, and he was watching the wrong spot, which put Brandon Spivak at home plate on the spot. So Craig Conklin is reading them the riot act. He's going back and forth between the two umpires. And this is another case where a two-man umpiring crew in the Midwest League makes it difficult. If both guys are not looking in the right spot, things get embarrassing. To my eyes, that ball got down and short hopped into Brian Wellbass's glove.
Yeah, I thought so too. I know he's frustrated. I get it. But it looked like it got down, and the way that Wellbounce and everybody else reacted, they didn't react like he made the catch, and I think they got it right.
The umpire said nothing. Speedback initially ruled out. They overturn it. Single Angel Henao.
So happy I waited to score on my scorecard.
You and me both. Well, Henao, great speed. One man out, bottom of the sixth inning. Tying run up at the plate in Jake Fox, who homered yesterday. The pitch. Garland misses down and in. Ball one. I mean, not to say that every sixth inning should feature a home run, but Lake County would certainly love one. Fox's five homers this year. Left-handed batter waiting. Garland brings it. Bouncer foul at home. I hate to now talk about the sixth inning slang. Palakaye. What does palakaye mean?
I'm guessing it means home run.
Yeah, well, calle in Spanish is street. So Spanish slang for homer means you hit it out onto the street. There's a street that runs out beyond the right field wall here. Here's the pitch. That Fox drives it down to the left side. In Lansing, down the left side, Cedar Street. Right side, Lud Street. You can hit it out to the street. So in Spanish, palakaye. That's what you say when somebody hits a long home run.
That diamond, they've got Buttles Street.
Yes. One ball and two strikes. Garland to Fox. Down low. Chicago, right? You can hit it out onto Waveland Avenue. Fun aspect of baseball stadiums. When the stadium is downtown.
San Francisco, you can hit it out to the ocean.
The bay. Runner moves. The pitch grounded on the right side. Simpson fell down. Yamauchi on the outfield grass. Spins, throws. Safe at first base. And Henao speeds all the way to third. Infield single for Jake Fox. And the tying runs are on for Lake County.
That's a tough circumstance right there. Yamauchi did everything he could, and then when they try and get the runner at first, because of that great heads up by Henao to speed over to third base, Lansing could really use one of those ground ball double plays right now to try and get out of this jam.
Craig Conklin has gone to the mound, though, and Jake Garland's day might be done. Watching that manager. The bases umpire, Durkin, wondering, should I make that move to the pen? No signal yet. Garland held out the ball to Conk. Conk did not take it. He's looking them all right in the eye. And now it's slapped to Garland's rear, and he stays in. ...83 pitches right now utilized by Garland. Is about to take on, statistically, the best hitter in the Midwest League all year, Cooper Engel. We're going to exclude everybody who's been promoted. Garland has coaxed five double play balls. 2-0 nuts, first and third. The pitch. Engel takes a called strike, the knuckle curve. Cooper Engel has grounded into three double plays this year. And now away from third. Fox from first. Shortstop Anales up the middle. Garland throws. A ground ball beyond Garland. Yamauchi scoops. He flips it behind his back to Anales. They get the out at second. Anales fires late to first base. And so that is all. RBI fielder's choice for Cooper Engel. And now scores. And Lake County trails 2-1.
I mean, another incredible play by Yamauchi. Just the fact that Lansing got the out and nearly got the double play. Remarkable. Yamauchi's weight was carrying him forward, so he couldn't stop in time to try and tag out Fox. He had to flip it behind him by Angeles, and the captains just are safe to get the run.
Runner at first, two gone. Jorge Burgos tried to bunt, fouled it to the left side.
He's getting the ground balls. They have just been hit in the right spots here over the last couple of batters.
Jay Garland unofficially 86 pitches, protecting a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. At first, Engel slow-footed. The pitch to Burgos, fouled off at home. He banged that ball right into the ground. No balls and two strikes on the power-hitting cleanup man. Left-handed hitting slugger Jorge Burgos. talk to Luis Carrasco, who struck him out to end yesterday's Lugnuts win. Carrasco said that he and Burgos signed at the same time. They signed together. Carrasco with Oakland, Burgos with Cleveland. An 0-2 pitch. Line drive right side, short hops Yamauchi from the outfield. Grass, it staggered him, but he recovered to throw to first to end the inning. Jake Garland is through six. He allows just one run, gives up two hits in the frame, strands a runner, and as we go to the seventh inning, the Lugnuts are still on top. Nuts 2, Captains 1. Adam Jackson is coming right back with a call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, three innings left to go. Lansing's lead has been trimmed to just one. It's 2-1 as we head to the seventh. Nuts will try and get a run or two back. Bottom third of the card coming up. Luke Mann, C.J. Rodriguez, and Casey Yamauchi. Good pitching so far in this one. Matt Wilkinson went five. The tugboat, seven strikeouts, one walk, two runs, both unearned. And now Steve Hatcher, a former Wolverine here, has got through one inning. Now here's his second. Lefty-lefty pitch home. Fastball shoots in, strike one. Well, it was a special moment before the game today. Actually, during the Lugnuts batting practice, it was the Futures game today in Arlington. The pitch, lifted, foul. First base side, out of play. No balls, two strikes on Luke Mann. Luis Morales, the latest current Lugnut to be featured and compete in the Futures game. And he went out to pitch right when the Lugnuts were taking BP. 0-2 pitch. That's down low, ball one. Morales and all of the Futures game participants wore the minor league cap that they're playing for right now. So the Lugnuts red and black cap on his head, competing for the American League. 1-2 pitch. It's on the ground, foul, first base side. And Luis, with all of his teammates watching, it was very cool. Craig Conklin and about six or seven Lugnuts were gathered in the dugout as it was Noah Huff, the head athletic trainer, that had it pulled up on his phone. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, two strikes. And they were cheering him on. So he got a couple of strikeouts. He walked one. He hit a batter. And then he got relieved. But no runs. A flyout to end the inning. The pitch, lifted out towards center, and it drops in for a base hit. Nice little made contact right there from Luke Mann, and the leadoff man is on to open the seventh for the Nuts. They're in front 2-1, looking to tack on, but really cool. If you go to Lugnuts Twitter or their Instagram, you can see the picture of all the guys watching on the phone, and every time Luis got a strikeout, which he got two, they erupted with cheers, and they were pretty bummed when he got taken out and didn't get a chance to finish the inning. Here's C.J. Rodriguez, first pitch. This is popped up, shallow left. Lipscomb comes in to his left. Still jogging. Bends over, makes the catch. One down. So how about that for the 21-year-old Luis Morales in the 25th annual MLB All-Star Futures game? National League ended up winning 6-1, but Morales, no runs given up, did have a walk in HBP, and he struck out too.
I thought he acquitted himself great, Adam.
There's Casey Yamauchi from the right side. Pitch home. Inside corner, strike one. Absolutely. I mean, don't give up any runs. Get two strikeouts.
It did get dicey. We were worried that his inherited runners would score.
The pitch home. That's down low. It scoots away for a moment from Angle, but he gets it back. So, yeah. What is it? The Quad Cities pitcher that came in to relieve him, Bet Kuderna? How do you
say? Bet Kuderna.
Kuderna.
C.J. Rodriguez homered off him last year.
Well, he came in, and there were runners on a couple after the walk from Morales. 1-1. There goes the runner. It's popped up. Man is going to have to get back. This is flied over to Collado. He gets it back in time. Throws it to first. He double clutched, and he didn't get it to Hadger in time. So no double play as Man slides in safe. A break there for the Nuts. Boy, he had him. Collado just could not get the baseball out of his glove. He double clutched, threw it to Hadger, and by that time, Man had just scurried back as he was trying to steal second. Got back in to avoid the double play. So Yamauchi is out. Johnny Butler steps in. 2-1 Nuts, top seven. Nuts trying to win their third straight. The pitch home. Butler takes it down low. Ball one. So, yes, Quad City's pitcher comes in. A four-pitch walk to load the bases. And then he gets down 3-0 and throws ball four down low. But it was swung on and popped out to center field. So no runs charged to Morales. 1-0. Popped up, foul, first base side. That heads up to the blue seats. One ball, one strike on Johnny Butler, who's 1-for-3 tonight. So congrats to Luis Morales on his MLB All-Star Futures Game appearance and a couple of strikeouts and a memory he will never forget. 1-1. Bouncing ball over towards second. Fox has it to his right. Shuffles, throws to first, and it's in time. There are future All-Stars potentially and Major Leaguers in this game right now for both sides. And currently Lansing leading 2-1 as we stretch it out. Bottom seven coming up from Classic Park.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors. Countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the seventh here at Classic Auto Group Park. Thanks so much for stopping in with us. Lansing clinging to a 2-1 lead. What an outing tonight from Jake Garland. He goes six innings, gives up three hits, one run, walks two, strikes out three. And here is the lefty, Garrett Irvin, for the first time in 12 days. He pitches, he throws home. First pitch, down low, ball one. Garrett Irvin, the 25-year-old, four-seam fastball, slider, curve, and that circle change. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball. Strike one. Irvin trying to keep this thing tight and keep the Nuts in front. Mike Coyado, Jonah Advíncula, Jose Devers, 5, 6, and 7. The pitch home. Outside, 2-1. So Irvin, hoping that he can be as successful as Garland. What an outing for the Hurricane. The pitch, swatted foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Mike Coyado, who's batting for the right side for the first time tonight. The switch hitter went 0-for-2 from the left side against the righty, Jake Garland. Did you follow all those?
Right, got you.
Left, yeah. Right. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. That's in there, inside corner with the fastball, strike 3. 4th strikeout tonight for Nuts pitching. Good beginning here for Garrett Irvin. They have high expectations for the lefty, Garrett Irvin, out of Corona, California, former Arizona Wildcat. So hopefully he can get back into the rotation consistently. They need his arm out of the pen. Pitch home. That's inside. Advíncula raises his arms out of the way. 2-1 Nuts lead, bottom 7. I'm going to get into the trivia answer for you coming up in just a moment. One out, nobody on base, bottom 7. Lefty-lefty, the pitch home. Fastball shoots in, strike 1 against Jonah Advíncula. 0-for-2 tonight, ground out, strikeout. We asked you back in the 4th about the A's and the draft order this year. 1-1, inside, Advíncula spins back out of the way. It was up and in. The question was, when was the last time the A's drafted this high? They're picking 4th tomorrow. They will then select 40th as well, which is still low considering how they finished. The pitch, that's inside, and did it clip Advíncula? He's saying it did, and the home plate umpire, Brandon Spivak, reacting, saying it does. So an HBP, and Advíncula is aboard. Tying run is on in the bottom of the 7th. Nuts in front, 2-1.
Jonah Advíncula this year, 22 for 22 in steals. Adam, we have an answer.
All right, what do you got?
Leanne Cook writes in from South Bend to guess 1998.
Leanne Cook, you are so, so smart. Yes, it is 1998. Don Schulze paces out, and the entire infield will gather. In 1998, they drafted 2nd and close to home. And the Lansing Lugnuts, they took the Michigan State Spartan, Mark Mulder, the future All-Star. That is the last time the A's picked this high. And again, they've gone to the lottery system here the last couple of years. So even though the A's have finished with records at the bottom, they finish outside the top 3 again in picking. 6th last year, 4th this year. But, you know, I don't think anybody's complaining about Jacob Wilson as the 6th overall pick from last year. All he's done in his first full year in the system has made his way to AAA, and he's batting up over .400. He's found power. He's got great defense, and he is right on the cusp of making his major league debut, potentially later this year. But yeah, the first time since 1998 they've drafted this high. Pat Burrell was the first overall pick to the Phillies in 98. Out of Miami. Shout out Jake Garland. Here's a pitch home. That drops in down low. 1-ball, no strikes. Jose Devers is the man that is at the plate right now. 1 on, 1 out, bottom 7. 2-1, Nuts leading. Irvin trying to keep it that way. They play the righty to pull to the left side of the infield. 1-0 pitch. Down low, and that skips away from C.J. Rodriguez. Advíncula doesn't need to steal. He rounds 2nd. And he goes about a third of the way before he gets back. Wild pitch allows Advíncula to get into scoring position. By the way, that year, the 1998 draft, a future Lugnut was selected 3rd overall by the Cubs, where they were the affiliate for the Nuts. That year started with Kansas City when the Lugnuts moved to Lansing. And then to the Cubs, Corey Patterson was taken, the great center fielder. Pitch home. Breaking ball in there. Strike 1 on Devers. J.D. Drew was the next future All-Star. He was selected fifth by the Cardinals. You got the parent club former for the Nuts. The Blue Jays selected Felipe Lopez, future All-Star. There goes Advíncula to third. Throw over. It is in time, and the tag from Mann is down. Irvin noticed at the last minute, marched over closer to third as he waited for Mann to get over to the bag. It was caught by Mann. The tag was down. And that is a huge sigh of relief for the Nuts because the bags are clear. There are now two outs in a one-run game in the seventh.
What a time for caught stealing number one for Advíncula.
22 for 23. 2-1. It's kicked back off the netting, and it's now two balls, two strikes. Didn't need to steal third base either. He's got great speed, and there's only one out. Chances are he's going to score from second on a base hit. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. It's held onto by Rodriguez. No base hits coming and no runs coming. Just bookend strikeouts for Irvin in his first appearance in the seventh. We are through seven. On to the eighth. 2-1. Nuts lead.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Seven innings complete. We're off to the eighth. Lansing edging Lake County, currently up 2-1. Nuts trying to win their third straight in this series after dropping the first two. If they do win, they would have a chance to win their third series this year against the Captains and their second here in East Lake. New pitcher is Alan Hernandez. The righty set, throws home. Up and in to Danny Bautista Jr., who bends back like he's doing the limbo there. 1-0. Bautista Jr. with the Black Sox pulled up, chain hanging down low. As he waits from the right side. 1-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one.
Adam, so you go from seeing two lefties who throw about 89 to 90 miles an hour to right-hander throwing 95, 96.
Yeah, that'll switch things up for you. 1-1. That's outside. 2-1. By the way, you know, Gibbs once asked, does your chain hang low? Danny Bautista Jr. would answer, why, yes. Yes, it does. Hitter count here. The 2-1. Popped up behind the mound at around second base. Fox is coming in from second. And he makes the catch behind the mound in the infield grass for the first down. Lansing's two runs, both unearned in the fourth and the fifth because of two errors from the Captains. That's the difference in the game right now. We are moving quick. Coming up on 2 hours in. Here's Aribiel Angeles against the righty, Alan Hernandez. Righty-righty matchup. Pitch home. That's outside. One ball, no strikes. No home runs tonight. We haven't seen that in a while where Lansing has had a game without a home run. Aribiel Angeles is a good candidate. He's got six. Not a lot of balls have been hit hard to the outfield. 1-0 pitch. Line drive right past Hernandez. to the right of second, clumped by Fox. Long throw to first, late on the stretch up the line from Collado. A good effort, but Angeles was moving, and he's got a single with one out in the eighth. It's a great attempt by Fox, but he just had to wait too long and then throw across his body. And Lansing now has Will Simpson coming to the plate. They're up 2-1 in the top of the eighth.
His foot was on the bag.
Small lead for Anales at first base, held on by Collado. Ready matchup. Hernandez throws. Fastball in there, strike one. Well, if Lansing can win today, they'd have a chance, as mentioned, to win the series tomorrow, and then they get a few off days for the All-Star break. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 4 days. 0-1 pitch. It's fouled back. No balls, two strikes. Take your one-day Monday off day and raise you four straight off days. This after Lansing played their 12 games in 12 days, and they got a couple of off days before heading out to Lake County this week. 0-2. Swing and a bouncing ball. That's foul. No balls, two strikes on Simpson. 1-for-2 with a single, then stole a base, walked, scored the first run, and grounded out to first in the sixth. 2-1 Nuts, top eight. Is there a chance for them to get some insurance here in the later innings? Hernandez's 0-2 pitch. Poked foul off the netting. It's really quieted this captain crowd, which is relatively big here tonight on this Saturday. It is American night. The first 1,000 fans received James A. Garfield bobbleheads. A former president that was assassinated. A 2 pitch. And a bouncing ball over towards short. Hanau has it, runs to the bag at second. Jump throw, and he throws it wide to first base. Simpson turns and takes off for second. It's picked up by Collado. Throw down to second. The tag, safe. A topside slide at second by Simpson. Gets him in there. And the Nuts take advantage of another Lake County error.
It's a tremendous effort by a couple of different guys. Angel Hanau came flying over second base, and his throw at him was in midair, but it wasn't a good one. Mike Collado's feet gave out after he collected the rebound, and his throw to second was right on the money. What a slide by Will to get around it.
Looking athletic over there. That one looked a little bit better than the stolen base slide, but safe on both. Here's Brian Buelbas. 2-1 Nuts, top eight, two outs. The pitch. Buelbas takes it outside. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Could be 2-for-3, but a great catch on a ball that was roped out to left field, and Guy Lipscomb jumped up, took it away. Does he have a base hit to give Lansing another run here? Up 2-1. Hernandez throws. Outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Liked a couple of things about Buelbas so far in the series. First is he's discerning, right? He's not chasing. And the second thing is, he's hitting the ball where it's pitched. Line drives to right, line drives to left.
He's taking a lot of balls the opposite way this week. 2-0 pitch. Swings and misses at that pitch outside. Hell right off. And he's showing all fields that he can hit it hard. Right, left, as you said, center field. Buelbas, the hitter that they were missing in June. He didn't have any home runs in the month of June. 2-1 pitch. Kick back off the netting. And it's two balls, two strikes. The last home run that he had hit before this week was at home against these captains on May 19th. But when you lose a guy that's got great power and leads your team in home runs like Henry Bolte, who got bumped up to double A, you need Buelbas to help fill that void. He's done that so far. Time called at home plate by Engel. He's going to head out to the mound. Expecting him in his third stint in Lansing. He's bounced around between Stockton, Lansing. He's made some flashy plays. He's had some big-time swings. He's had some great moments. The tools, the element is there for Huelbas. Now just trying to put it all together. The 22-year-old from Monterrey, Colombia. Big day coming up for him tomorrow as he cheers on his native land, trying to win the Copa Cup tomorrow night against Argentina. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards second. Hanau charges, and the throw to first, and that gets away from Collado. No chance for Simpson to get home, though, because it spiked right back to him. Another mistake by Hanau. Huelbas is safe. We will see if they rule it an error or not. It'll be close because Huelbas was moving.
Adam, my expectation is no error. I think Huelbas is going to be safe, and nobody else gains 90 more feet because that throw got away. I think the big thing is Hanau's quick hands. That ball nearly snuck in between him and Fox on a miscommunication into center.
I think you're right. I think that, yes, they do go single. And fortunate that the ball bounced right back to Collado, or Lansing would have their third run on an air. Pitch home. Bouncing ball back foul from Cameron Masterman. 2-1 Nuts leading. We're in the top of the eighth. They find a way to win another one tonight. Two runs on seven hits, no errors. One run, three hits, three errors for Lake County. Hernandez, the righty, against Masterman, the righty. 0-1. There goes Huelbas. Swinging a foul tip. Held on to by Engel. No throw down to second. It's a swipe for Brian Huelbas. So a base hit, and you could knock in two here. But can Masterman find a way? Hernandez has been excellent. Masterman 0-for-3 tonight with two strikeouts.
I think he needs to change his approach, Adam.
0-2 pitch. Lifted right field, and that's spraying foul. What's the change? What do you think can he make to come up with an adjustment?
Well, there was no change right there. That's just swinging from the heels, right? But in his four-hit game the other day, what he did was he cut down, and he put the ball into play. And because of that, run scoring base hits to right and the left.
Big hole on the right side of the infield if he could punch it through there. 0-2 pitch. That's fouled back off the backstop. Stays alive here. He's been getting behind early in counts tonight. Three pitches and a strikeout in his second at bat. He got behind 0-2 quickly through the first four pitches in his sixth at bat and then fouled out weakly to first. And now the first four pitches, all strikes in this at bat. Down 0-2. Second and third, two outs for the Nuts, up 2-1. The pitch, little bit wide, was the right call, outside, 1-2.
So Alan Hernandez has two different strikeout pitches. That's one, that's the slider to the outside corner. The other one is, he's a guy who loves to climb the ladder, fastball at the shoulders.
One, two pitch, checked it, he offered, and that is according to home plate umpire Brandon Spivak. Remember, that happened earlier in the game. It was Durkin that called him out in the field. He was not happy. Spivak does it here. Nuts unable to take advantage of the error and the two hits and the stolen base. So we head to the bottom of the eighth, 2-1. Captains trailing the Lugnuts.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, a tight game to the bottom of the eighth, so Lansing glows. They go to their save man, Colton Johnson, coming in to try and get the final six outs tonight. He is 8-for-9 in saves and save opportunities. ERA sits just above 3, 36 innings. He's allowed just 13 earned runs, only one homer, 12 walks, 40 strikeouts. Faces 8-9-1, beginning with Justin Boyd. Lefty throws. It's whacked back off the netting. Strike one. Boyd, then Guy Lipscomb, followed by Angel Hanau. Nuts in front, 2-1, thanks to two unearned runs in the fourth and the fifth, looking for their first three-game winning streak of the second half of the season. 0-1 pitch. Whacked out to left field, hanging and foul. Right down the line, but it bounces off the warning track and heads to the Lugnuts bullpen area. Johnson has been so clutch late in games for the Nuts. Four-seam fastball, sinker, curve, change, and a splitter. Turns and throws home. Outside.
The thing is, Lake County's been the one team that hits him. They hit him earlier in the series in the extra inning game. Earlier this season, they hung two runs on four hits against him.
Pitch home. That's up high. Two balls, two strikes. Well, in five games against Lake County, the ERA still sits under 3 for Johnson, but no room for error, as you're mentioning. It's only a one-run game. 2-2. That's flied foul. Three balls, two strikes. In 9 2/3 innings, he's given up 3 earned runs to the Captains, 11 strikeouts, just 2 walks, and the Captains batting .308 against him. No room for error, needing to get the final 6 outs tonight to preserve the win. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He changed it up on the outside. Boyd chased, one down in the 8th. Well, that's a good start right there.
This is the key batter, though. This is the number 9 hitter in the order, but it's also a batter that we've seen at the top of the order. There's power. There's so much speed.
Calling him the number 9 batter because he wears number 9? Here's a pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. I guess it just works out that way. Guy Lipscomb is the man Jesse is talking about. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Fly out and a line out. 6-for-15 in this series. The pitch. That grabs the outside corner. Fastball right on the black. Strike two. And Lipscomb will take time. This is what you love about Johnson. Anytime a bullpen guy comes in, Jesse, what is the main thing that you ask of a man out of the bullpen?
Throw strikes.
That's it. And Johnson is peppering the zone. Once again, he's done it all year. 0-2. That's outside.
Now, if you're down in the bullpen, you have a different something that you ask, and that is, hey, when you're down here on the pen, be funny. Keep the game fun.
Yeah, the jokes are for in-game before you get out there, and then you got to go out there and put that aside. Pitch a good game. The pitch. Reached on, poked out to shallow left. This is a long run coming in for Butler. He's under it, though. Reaches up with the left hand, makes the catch. And there you go. He gets through Lipscomb. 2 outs in the 8th. 2-1 Nuts lead. Bases clear.
That curve was no laughing matter for Lipscomb.
And he had trouble with the curve?
Yes, I am.
Here's Angel Hanau, lefty-righty matchup. Go check it out if you haven't seen that movie. It's a good one. The pitch home. Line drive past Will Simpson into right field. Simpson was about 20 or 25 paces over from first base, nearly had it played correctly, but he still had to lunge to his right, and he had no chance. So Hanau is aboard, one on with 2 outs. Hanau has excellent speed, and he is the tying run. Play on here in the bottom of the 8th, Lansing in front by a run. Now Jake Fox. They are going to have to go through the top of this order, either now or in the 9th. So there was no way around it. Lefty-lefty matchup here. The pitch. Swing and it's cued foul off the netting, right in front of the Lugnuts dugout. Strike one. That's a good The 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. I had to throw in one mention of this today. Jesse, if you are a music fan, one of the greatest concerts of all time, 39 years ago today, July 13th, 1985, Live Aid. 1-1. It's down low, two balls and a strike. And, of course, well known for the great performances there, but one stud above the rest. There was Sting, U2, Dire Straits, The Who, David Bowie. The pitch takes off, and this is bounded over towards the left of second. Sliding stop by Yamauchi. Fakes the throw. He's got no play. And Fox is aboard. Hanau is in safe as well. Just a little dribbler, but it was hit in the right spot. Captains have done that a couple of times tonight. There are two on with two out. Lugnuts in front, 2-1, and here comes the dangerous Cooper Engel. It was Queen, though, that stole the show in about 25 minutes in front of 72,000 fans at Wembley Stadium 39 years ago today as Don Schulze marches out, always at the perfect time, so we can talk about Live Aid and the performance that Freddie Mercury put on. It is still today, nearly four decades since the day that is regarded as the best live performance by any band ever. I mean, the vocal range of Freddie Mercury is amazing, and it was actually before he went out there, his doctor told him not to sing because he was having trouble with his voice. He actually didn't do an interview with the BBC before they went out there because his voice was shot. Well, you couldn't even tell. They went out there, they performed great. He did vocal exercises with the crowd. 72,000 all at the tip of his hands paying attention. And Queen, well, they did rock us back on this day 39 years ago. And again, they didn't get paid. This was a fundraiser for, I believe it was the starving children in Africa that they were raising money for. There's a pitch home. That's outside. Ball one to Cooper Engel.
39 years ago.
Queen, man. Just the best.
Got to see Jake Garland from Jupiter earlier in this game. Freddie Mercury.
Pitch home. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. And we got all the planets involved. Here's a 2-0 pitch. And that's a little bit low. Three balls, no strikes. The Captains, they are making things interesting here. Nuts up 2-1. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Runners at first and second. Jorge Burgos waits on deck. A chance, though, to load the bases as Colton Johnson struggles to get this final out. The pitch home. That's in there. Fastball right at the bottom corner of the zone. Strike one. Great pitch by Johnson. They play Engel to pull to the right side. Huge hole at the shortstop position because Anjeles is staying close to second base with Hanau over there. He's got great speed. Fox does as well at first base. Captain's only run came in the sixth. Here we are in the eighth. 3-1. Down low, ball four. Bases are loaded with Captains in the eighth. Well, the Captains scored the go-ahead run in the eighth inning last night, only for the Nuts to come back and get the two runs in the ninth and get their first lead. That was a 6-5 win. Lake County trying to score in the eighth again. They've done it the last couple of nights. They scored one in the eighth in that 13-4 loss on Thursday. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Burgos against Johnson. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Nice slider from Johnson.
Burgos faced Colton a couple of times back on Tuesday, and Burgos singled both of those times. He used the left side of the infield. He went the other way.
The 0-1 pitch. Swing and it's kicked back off the netting. This is much better than the last batter, Johnson got behind 3-0. He's now up 0-2. Johnson does have a strikeout. He got one to open this inning against Justin Boyd. The Captains have fanned six times tonight. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom eight, 2-1, Lugnuts lead. Can Johnson get him out of it? Here's the 0-2 pitch. At the top of the zone with the fastball, and again, Brandon Spivak hasn't given it all night. It is ball one. Oh, it's a beautiful pitch up there. Could have been and should have been strike three. Can Johnson work around it? The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball over towards short. Anales to his right, sets, fires to first. The stretch from Simpson, and that will do it. The Captains leave them loaded. Another one bites the dust as we head to the ninth. Lansing in front, 2-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Colton Johnson escapes a bases loaded jam in the bottom of the eighth. The Lugnuts bring a 2-1 lead to the ninth. 7-8-9 batters coming up against the Lake County right-hander, Alan Hernandez. That means Luke Mann, CJ Rodriguez, and Casey Amauchi. Last time up, good swing from Mann. 1-for-3 with a seventh inning single. Left-handed hitting slugger. The righty fires. Fastball up and out. Ball one. The bottom part of this order could spark something. Here's the 1-0. High fly towering down the right side. It is foul. It's bouncing around in the picnic pavilion. Man hit 8 home runs with Stockton to lead the league, leading to his promotion. The pitch, swing and a miss, a fastball by him. The count is 1-2. And the thunder sticks are out. Cool.
We'll see if there's a thunder strike here.
Yeah. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Dropped by the catcher angle. Looks at Mann departing the home plate circle and says, all right, he's gone. Hernandez records his second strikeout. Along the Oakland Athletics out-of-town scoreboard, let me take you down to Arizona. 2-1 Lugnuts here in Lake County. One out, the pitch to C.J. Rodriguez. Hit up in the air and foul off the right side. That is strike one. Down to the Arizona Complex League, and you know if I'm taking you there, there must be a rehab, right? Well,
said you gotta go to rehab.
Kobe Halter said yes, yes, yes. Played second base, batted third in the order. Here comes the 0-1 from Hernandez. Rodriguez fouls off another to the right.
That's great news.
The lineup for the Arizona Complex League A's had Max Muncy batting second and Colby Halter batting third. Muncy working his way back up to AAA, Halter his way back up to the Lugnuts. An 0-2 pitch, up and away. Adam's big question is, of course, with AAA, did Jacob Wilson keep his batting average above 400? The answer is he did. Took one nuts. Here it comes. Inside to CJ. Two balls, two strikes. Wilson went 1-for-4 with a single, a walk, two runs scored, and the Aviators beat the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 10-4. Jordan Diaz went 3-for-3 with two singles, a homer, and knocked in four. Kobe Thomas homered and knocked in four. Here's the pitch. Down and outside. Count is full on CJ Rodriguez. Kobe Thomas is now hitting 299 in AAA. When will he get the call for the majors? Will they get the call together, him and Jacob Wilson? Ninth inning here. Payoff. Inside, ball four. And Rodriguez is on. One out, base runner for the Lugnuts.
403 for Jacob Wilson. Got to be careful, Jesse. He's getting close.
Yeah. There are two ways that you flirt in baseball. One of them is you can flirt with a no-hitter. The other one is you can flirt with 400.
You can send a ball gram and flirt that way, too.
This is better. Righty, righty. Casey Amarucci up. 2-1 nuts in the ninth. The deal. Above the letters for ball one.
Well, hang on. Ask Justin Verlander if it's better.
I know how many ball grams have struck out. So I think that Justin Verlander, he throws off the ratio.
He threw a perfect game on that pitch to her.
Hernandez offers. Swing and a miss on the slider down and away. Well blocked by Engel. Back in 2013, we had Frank Viola III join the Lugnuts. Great friends with Justin Verlander, and so Kate Upton, for that time being, was a big Lugnuts fan. At first, Rodriguez short lead, 2-1 Lugnuts in the ninth, one out. Here's the pitch. A ground ball down toward third, nifty backhand spit, picked up by Devers, throwing to first in time. Up to second base goes Rodriguez in a scoring position. Yamauchi out on the ground at 5-3. Lineup flips over.
That is the second time today Devers has made an incredible play to get Yamauchi out. The other one, he scorched a ball to his right, and Devers just kind of swiped at it and then was falling back, made the play. That one, he's got to come in. He's losing his balance, and he's got to throw quick because Yamauchi is speeding down the line, and he makes the play.
Instead of first and second, one out. Johnny Butler batting, runner at second, two gone, takes ball, one outside. 97-mile-an-hour fastball there from Hernandez. Butler is 1-for-4 with a single, trying to extend a 2-1 lead in the ninth. Righty to lefty. Hernandez brings it. Missed outside again.
Well, in the last two wins for the Nuts in this series, they have been clutch, scoring runs with two outs.
And Johnny Butler has three home runs in this series. Hitters count here. A 2-0 pitch. Ball three outside. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it will be the Lugnuts closer, Colton Johnson, against Collado, Avincula, and Devers, the 5-6-7 captain's batters. Then after Johnson left the bases loaded in the eighth inning, Lugs up by a run. Here's the pitch, and Butler takes a called strike. I cannot remember a time that the Lugnuts last swung on a 3-0 pitch. Can you think of it?
I feel like we saw one recent. I saw one.
Was it
within
Masterman?
The last month or so.
Well, this is a 3-1 from Hernandez on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Could have been Masterman or Buelbas. But it does not happen often, and we have not seen it very much this year.
Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. One run, five hits, three errors for the captains. Two outs. Ninth inning. Rodriguez at second. And a 3-2 for Johnny Butler. hit up in the air, but foul back to the left. And that baseball is out of play. There is one more game to go in this series. Lugnuts and Captains tomorrow, 1 o'clock p.m. Shen Zheng Ao Chuang gets the ball for the Nuts. Zach Jacobs for Lake County. Brent Judkins will follow Chuang to the mound. 1 p.m. first pitch for the finale. Try it again. Payoff pitch to Butler. Fouled away left side. 97 on the fastball. Back on Tuesday, Alan Hernandez worked, went 1 2/3 innings against the Nuts, allowed 3 hits and 3 runs. Butler got him for an RBI single. Full count pitch. Butler swings and misses strike 3. It escapes, but hang on. Foul balls as the home plate umpire Spivak keep Butler at home. With those thunder sticks going at him, it's so hard to hear the foul tip. Catcher Cooper Ingle goes out for a conversation. There is action up in the Lake County bullpen. Well, the first game of this series, the Lugnuts fell 7-6 in the bottom of the 11th. It was exciting. On Wednesday, not exciting, Lake County rolled to a 5-2 win. Then on Thursday, it was the Lugnuts routing Lake County 13-4. 7 runs in the 6th, 5 runs in the 9th. Johnny Butler had 2 2-run homers. Yesterday, the Lugs scored 2 in the top of the 9th to beat the Cats and come from behind fashion 6-5. The Lugnuts are up 2-1 in the 9th here, 2 outs, but they're batting runner at 2nd. And a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. A fastball from Hernandez. So the 2-1 lead will have to suffice. We are going to the bottom of the 9th inning. From Classic Auto Group Park, Lugnuts up by 1, 3 outs away from a 3rd straight win over the Captains.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts need is 3 outs. That's all. That's all. We go to the bottom of the 9th inning. Lefty Colton Johnson against the Captains Mike Coyado, Jonah Vincula, and Jose Devers. Colton Johnson protecting a 2-1 lead. The big southpaw throws. Mike Coyado takes ball one off the mid of CJ Rodriguez, up and away, and then all the way to the backstop. Switch hitting Coyado bats right, 0 for 3 today. Ground out, lined into a double play, struck out looking. The ball went offering. Lifts the curve, back to shallow right center field. Second baseman Yamauchi, the over-the-shoulder play, but it can't make the catch. It's down for a base hit. Right fielder Masterman gets it in. And it's a leadoff single for Coyado.
I mean, the way the Captains are getting on with some of these base hits, they are the chintziest singles you will see, but just hit in the absolute perfect spot. Yamauchi has been the focal point of a lot of where these baseballs have gone or been in the area of, and that one he just couldn't quite get to.
Collado on. Potential game-tying run. Here comes pitching coach Don Chulsey. 6th base hit of the ball game for Lake County. Adam, they are all singles. The leadoff hitter of the order, Angel Hanau, 2 singles and a walk. The number 2 hitter, Jake Box, 3 singles and 4 at-bats. This is the first hit to any of the other 7 batters. Collado, the number 5 hitter, the blooper to open up the home 9. Home plate up high, Brennan's feedback goes out, but already Schulze has adjourned the meeting. Johnson blew his first save of the season in 9 opportunities back on Tuesday in the series opener. Looking for his 9th save of the year here. That would bring him within 1 of the league's leader, Lake County's Magnus Ellerts, whom the Lugnuts beat in the 9th yesterday. 2-1 Lugnuts. The pitch to Jonah Advincula will wait, a throw over to first.
I mean, they gotta get one of these back, right? Where there's been so many of these ground balls that are finding holes or that are just getting to Lugnuts late enough where they can't get the guy or they can only get one. Double play's gotta be in the cards, right?
Johnson throws. Advincula takes a called strike on the outside corner. So far this year, 2 double plays off of Colton Johnson. Advincula's hit into 2. Third baseman Mann is right down his line. Outfield very deep. Shortstop Anales toward the middle. Lefty to lefty. And 0-1. Down low. This game began with Jake Garland being quality. 6 innings, 1 run allowed. Garrett Irvin then faced the minimum, struck out 2, picked off a runner in a perfect 7th. Johnson the 8th, Johnson now in the 9th. The pitch. Curveball broke outside.
It's a great pitch. It's an even better job by Advincula laying off of it just outside.
2-1. Hitter's pitch here. On its way. Advincula shoots it to short. Anales grabs, steps on 2nd, throws to 1st. The double play that Adam ordered up right on time.
Baseball gods have a way of evening things out. Massive right there. Finally, Lansing gets an Adam ball on the ground, and that's a huge double play.
1 out away from a 2-1 Lugnuts win. And the batter is Jose Devers. The right-handed hitting third baseman is 0-3. 6-4 southpaw, lets it fly. And broke it in for a cut strike across the outside corner. No doubles defense. 0-1. Strike 2 called, carbon copy of the pitch before it. What do you want here?
See if we can hit that on the outside corner. Same pitch.
2 gone. Nobody on. 0-2 to Devers. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball in the dirt. He's tagged by CJ Rodriguez. And this ball game is over. Colton Johnson closes things out. Lugnuts beat the Captains 2-1. Jake Garland quality. Irvin and Johnson out of the pen. 2 unearned runs beat the Tugboats.
3 straight wins for the first time in the second half for the Lansing Lugnuts, and this after they dropped the first 2. Great performances, and this one, boy, you said it. Jake Garland set the tone tonight going 6. Irvin Johnson follow. Lansing says thank you very much for a couple of unearned runs, and the Nuts have a chance somehow to win this series tomorrow for a 3rd straight time against these Captains.
We'll get to tomorrow. Hold your horses. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Lansing Lugnuts in the win. 8 runners left on the bases. Lugnuts with runners in scoring position in this game. one for six. The Lake County Captains on the other side, one run, six hits, and three costly errors. Both Lugnuts runs unearned. The Captains stranded six runners on. They went just 0 for 2 with runners in scoring position. And I remember Colton Johnson to the bottom of the eighth inning, getting Jorge Burgos on the ground out to short to leave the bases loaded. The winning pitcher is Jake Garland. It's his sixth win of the year. He goes a season-high six innings, his first quality start of the year. Colton Johnson records his ninth save. Tugboat Wilkinson suffers his second defeat. And 2 hours and 26 minutes before a crowd of 5,248 at Classic Auto Group Park. Adam, we've seen offense from the Lugnuts, and today we saw pitching.
I just love this. They're winning games different ways, as you mentioned. I mean, they're getting offense. They're getting good defense. Today it was stellar pitching, shutting down one of the best offenses in the league. We've said it all week. These are the two best offenses right here number-wise through the first 85 games of the year. It's the Lugnuts and the Captains. And the fact that we only had three runs today and 13 hits, and a lot of those hits, again, singles in the infield or little bloop singles, great pitching, not a lot of hard contact for the Captains. And again, Lansing now has won three straight against that team that won the first half in the Eastern Division.
13 hits. Every single hit in this game was a single. Zero extra base hits. We'll see about tomorrow. Tell you what, you'll see some power pitching because the Lugnuts will start the right-hander Chin-Jung Ah-Chuang, piggybacked by Grant Judkins as they look for the series win for a third consecutive series against Lake County and a second series here in East Lake, Ohio. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Zach Jacobs. What do you make of that pitching matchup tomorrow?
I'd love to see Z back out there and do his thing. I think he gives Lansing a great opportunity to get off to a good start. We know when they get off to good starts, or any team, got a good chance to win the game. So we'll see what kind of stuff he has tomorrow and see if Lansing... I mean, listen, you got 4 days off after tomorrow. So go into tomorrow, give it everything you got, try and beat these guys for a third time. You close it back in on the 500 mark. Right now you're sitting at 9-11 in the second half after dropping the first... five games of the second half, almost back to 500. Get that one tomorrow, and then you go back home after some rest, and things are starting to look up potentially as they look to make the playoffs here in half number two.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that'll do it for us here today from East Lake, Ohio. One more game, and tomorrow will be the final game that the Lugnuts play in Lake County, either home or away all year. Lake County's probably happy about that because the Lugnuts' record against the Caps this year is 11-6. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Again, the Nuts 2, the Captains 1. Good night from East Lake, Ohio, and go Nuts!